Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Is it just me or is everybody wound up today?
Everyone's wound up.
I feel like I got to work this morning. I dry shampooed today, threw on my beanie and like threw my flannel and came to work. I look like I belong in a coffee shop.
No, see, yeah, okay. I thought you were going to say, I look like a homeless person or something. No, you look cute. I like
it. Oh, thank you. I feel cool like look. I look like a hipster.
You do, but I like
it's,
it.
It's very nice.
If I wore a shower like that, I'd look stupid.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And I like how you chopped your hair shorter than mine like 2 months ago, and it's already longer than
I need to get it cut. In fact, make sure you go check out Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street. Right now, they have like that Novalash eyelash extension. For $100, you can get a full set of those babies.
That's really good for like the holidays because you don't want to do your makeup every day. And
I know.
Awesome.
It'll be fabulous. So make sure you tech them up, but you got to tell them Rachel and Jackie sent you so you get that $100 deal.
Otherwise, they're not going to give you no deals.
I do need to go see him and cut my hair, though. Do your hair doesn't grow? It's the prenatal vitamins.
I mean, I feel like it's grown a lot for me.
Yeah.
But it's not like your hair is as long as mine. Mine's that long, too, right now.
Yeah.
But you just chopped yours shorter than mine like a month ago.
Jackie, it's falling out.
You keep saying that.
Okay, I'll show you. I'm taking the beanie off. Ah, I'm taking it off. Okay.
She takes it off and her hair looks awesome. Like,
okay,
it looks fine.
Look at this. I'm like thinning. Apparently, after you have a baby and your hormones drop, you start to like lose these resting. I Googled it. You start to lose these resting pieces of hair that you had while you were pregnant.
It doesn't look thin to me.
Oh, thank you.
But maybe coming out fine hair.
It's coming out in clumps in the shower. It's terrifying.
What?
I know. I crap myself every day that I see it. Like, it's a part of having a baby. And
is it like a hormone thing?
Yeah.
I had to take estrogen medicine.
Yeah.
And I used to be on a much higher dose than I am now because I just was. And my hair, I noticed when I would wash my hair, only when I wash my hair, clumps of my hair would come out. Like,
really?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And then now that we're talking about this, it's honestly just dawned on me. I just recently lowered my prescription by a lot.
Is it coming out?
No, it's not.
And it really?
Yeah. I just realized, wait, I haven't lost as much hair. Like, I don't lose. Like, I mean, I was clumps.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's like I cannot get over how much hair is coming
out. I wonder if it's like a hormone thing.
It is a hormone thing. So like when you get pregnant, your body like fills with these hormones and it keeps your, that's why pregnant women have like beautiful flowing locks.
Right.
It's because it holds in these resting hairs. You know, you lose hair every day. It's normal. Well, when you start, like after you have the baby and your hormones drop, you start to lose those resting pieces that were there during the pregnancy.
Ooh.
So really, it's just going back to what it was, A, and B, it's supposed to be thickening up again by like a year. So by July. Either way, really hard.
I have flowing locks again.
I know.
But you have nice hair either way.
Like, thank
you. Your hair is so thick, it doesn't matter.
You know.
You lose some and you still look boss.
But so I woke up this morning and I was like, I was so wound up. And I've realized sitting here talking to you for the last 40 minutes, we're both wound up today. Like, look the hell out.
Yeah, it's just been like a weird week. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hump day.
Mike. Never
ready
gets old.
For the weekend. I think because this weekend didn't feel like a weekend just because Jim got the stomach bug. Greenlee had a stomach bug. I had a stomach issue.
Yeah, everybody was sick.
Everyone got sick and it just was like stressful.
Yeah.
Because Greenlee was sick, she would wake up at like 4 a.m. and she was good when she woke up, but she just wanted to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Yeah.
I was just so tired by the third day of it that like I felt like I wanted to snap. And like nothing felt good. And I remember by Saturday night, Jim said, if you want to go out with some of our friends for some drinks, you know, I'll just stay home. I'm tired anyway. I remember thinking,
oh my God, best husband ever.
Oh, he does that all the time.
That's so nice.
He likes to record music. He writes his own songs. So he actually likes being in the back room recording. And so it doesn't bother him. But I was so tired that I was like, I don't want to leave. I just want to lay down.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. No, I didn't go anywhere. I laid on the couch and fell asleep.
That sounds nice though.
Yeah, but I
go to bed like
garbage
at 8 every night, so.
Yeah, I'm more like 10.
If Aaron was like, you know, go to sleep, babe. Go to sleep. I'll stay here with Quinn. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Oh, well, Greenlee goes to bed at 7.
Okay, that's nice. Like, Quinn goes to bed at 7, too.
Yeah.
So I've kind of followed your schedule.
And then Jim's like, ah, if you want to leave, because only one of us can leave, because someone's got to be there with the monitor.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you can leave. But I'm like, I'm so tired. I don't want to leave.
I don't blame you. I know Greenlee was sick over Thanksgiving, right? How was that?
Yeah. Oh, sucks. She was sick. She just cried and cried and cried. And then, like, she didn't even have dinner with us. We had to put her to bed because she was so hysterical and loud that it was ruining everyone's Thanksgiving. Like, we're all in a small space.
Oh, no.
She just was like this. Ah! For, like, an hour straight. Well, my mom.
She didn't feel good.
I love my mom, but that was my mom. She doesn't feel good. Oh, you can tell she doesn't feel good. I know she doesn't feel good. I know. What do you want me to do?
Okay, I don't know what that is. My parents kind of do that, too. She's kind of fussy today. Is she hungry? She's not effing hungry. Like, yeah, I know, like, what's wrong.
I don't
wrong.
Know what to, I'm sorry. I know.
Moms get like that.
I know she's sick. I don't know what. There's nothing I can do.
Stop
it's
suggesting
bug.
Things because yeah. I got it.
So finally, my mom goes, you need to let her cry it out and she'll fall asleep. She's obviously tired.
That's the hardest thing.
And I said, fine, I'll do it. I'll lay her down. She screamed in that damn crib for 27 minutes.
27 minutes.
She passed out, though, and slept for 3 hours.
That's awesome.
So she was tired.
How was she when she woke up?
Fine. Well, no, she was still sick, but she was in a good mood.
Yeah.
But by the time she woke up, everyone left. Thanksgiving was over.
I've only let Quinn cry it out like one time. And honestly, I'm going to sound like the biggest Nance on the planet, but it was like maybe 11 minutes, right. I think it was. And the whole time I was like, this is terrible. This is terrible. Oh, don't go get her. Don't go get her. But she went to sleep and then she slept, like had like the best nap ever.
But at Quinn's age still, they kind of know what they're doing. Like they know if I cry, mom will get me. But they're not as manipulative as Greenlee yes. is because she's 1.5. So she's at that point where she now knows if I scream enough, mom will come in here. So she'll do it and she'll start going, mama, mama, peace. Peace, mama, peace.
Oh my God, it's heartbreaking.
It's horrible. But we know she's tired. And when, say I was to get her out, she would just be fussy and screaming and crying anyway. So I just left her in. She finally
mama.
Passed out.
She sounds like 11
mama,
on Stranger
please,
Things.
Mama. Oh, it's horrible. Mama. And then she finally passed out Thanksgiving. So we all eat. But by then, I was just rattled and tired and not in a good mood. So I'm like trying to be happy, but I wasn't. I was just pissed off.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, okay, we're going to go. They were there for like 4 hours, you know, 5 hours.
Yeah.
They all leave. And I'm like, okay, bye. It was just me and Jim. So then I just sat on the couch and cried. He goes, why are you crying? I'm like, this sucked. Oh, my family left and now we're sitting here. Like, I was just bummed.
Yeah. I know. I got to say, I get that. I mean, sometimes when you have a kid and
things just aren't as fun.
I love being a mom. It's wonderful.
Me too.
But like, once Quinn goes to bed, we just kind of sit around
we
and watch
TV. There.
Yeah.
It's not the
we'll
same.
Have a few beers.
Right. Exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what else is there to do? You can't leave.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, that's how we feel. Like, Meyer Shipt has saved my life.
Meyer Shipt is the greatest thing ever.
Now we're like, we should get some booze. Oh,
yes.
Shoot. Meyer Shipt, we'll get gummy bears and booze and popcorn.
Right. It's
boom.
Amazing. And they deliver it right to your door. I totally agree. Erin and I love Meyer Shipt. But
well,
Thanksgiving.
When we first had her, I don't know if maybe you're starting to hit this phase. I had no problem. Like, oh, I guess she's in bed. I'm going to have some drinks. This is nice. We'd have nice nights. Our friends would come over. Now that it's been over a year of doing that, it's not even fun to me. I'm like, well, we're here again at the house. I don't even want a beer. What's the point? I'm just gonna
I'm not there yet because like
watch
I kind
TV.
Of sometimes like on a Friday night I kind of like just sitting at home with Erin. Like we finished up Stranger Things, we sat there and we drank right. together while Quinn slept. But she's almost 5 months old, which is
right.
nuts. Like it's starting to get okay, I guess we're staying home.
Yes, that's where we're at. It's
and like, we take her a lot of places too right now.
So do
but
we
eventually, I'm pretty sure she's probably going to have meltdowns in restaurants. It hasn't happened yet.
Greenlee had her first real, real meltdown where it was like, okay, we actually have to leave.
See, I wondered
2 weeks ago.
I wonder what age does that start?
Well, they start being fussier around like 9 months to a year where they have more of an opinion. So like, I want to play with everything. I want to stand up in the high chair and I want to be bad because I'm not in a car seat anymore.
Right.
And then now it's, I don't know. It's just bad. It's just not fun.
It's just bad. I fear for the
day.
They
talk about terrible twos. I think it's really more 1.5 to 3 years old.
Yeah. People always say the threes are worse than the twos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's just, I don't know. I don't even know.
Right now, Quinn, like, well, I'll feed her. We'll put her in her car seat. We'll go out to a restaurant and she'll sit there and just be
right.
good.
Right. And I loved that. That mm-hmm. was nice. Especially if we went closer to bedtime, she'd just fall asleep in the car seat. No big deal.
Yeah.
Well, now she has to sit in the high chair because she's not in a car seat because the car seat's attached to the car.
Right.
And then so she's in the car seat in the high chair and she wants to stand up in the high chair and she wants to reach for everything on the table. And
yeah.
Slam her fists down and she wants to like take the fork and go, ah, ah, ah. over and over again. And you're just like, okay.
Okay.
Stop it.
Oh, man.
It's just like, yeah.
I know. I know. Well, I'm sorry that Thanksgiving was crappy.
It was just bad. Was yours fun?
Mine was pretty fun. I mean, my family came over. Aaron's mom and his stepdad came over. My brother-in-law was in town from New York City. My brother came with his wife. And Quinn slept through most of it. Which was kind of a bummer because, like, her grandma.
You wanted to be involved. Bless you.
Bless my God.
Oh, my God.
That felt so good.
Three times. Oh,
that was wonderful. Anyway, so my family came over and then everybody left and my brother stayed and my brother-in-law stayed. It was nice, but I was, like, in bed by 11, you know? It was kind of, it was different. Last time I hosted Thanksgiving, everybody did mini beer shots and blacked out. So it was a little bit different. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, everybody
That's
got like way
like
too
Christmas
hammered.
Christmas Eve for us because my mom has six sisters and they all get together on Christmas Eve and then all their kids and their kids' kids and all that.
Yeah.
And we do it every year. Every year we've always done Christmas Eve with that side of the family.
Right.
And it's an evening thing and everyone brings beer and drinks. And
everybody just gets too drunk.
So that's more of a, that's more of our fun holiday.
Not like being hungover as balls on Christmas Day.
Thanks. Well, we're not that hung. I mean, we're appropriate.
Okay.
We're appropriate.
I think last year, the day after Thanksgiving, I puked.
Like, no one's doing shots and stuff.
Oh,
we
no.
We just drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Greens and the Johnsons are beer people.
They're beer people. Mm-hmm. All right. I like it. It's hard to believe we're at episode 56 of this show.
Know.
Holy crap. And we've been babbling for like 11 minutes. But like I said, we've been bound up, man.
I know. I think that I'm just so overwhelmed with Greenlee being sick. Then Jim got sick. And then I felt like crap, but I never actually got sick. Like, I never vomited, but I felt like just crap.
I'm
like
starting to feel holiday pressure, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, holidays. I've been spending way too much money.
Yes, oh, my God. I went insane on Cyber Monday and stuff.
Me too.
How many people do you buy gifts for?
More than I should.
Me too. Like, I can't help it.
Sister, brother-in-law, niece, mom, dad, Jimmy.
Oh, my God, your list is like
other
mine.
Brother-in-law.
Keep going.
Mother-in-law. We do a family drawing for Christmas Eve because there's so many of us.
Yeah,
so
we do that with my
drawing,
extended fam.
All the kids in the family because once you have a kid, they all buy your kid presents. So you got to buy all their kids presents.
Oh, my God. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I have to buy 17 gifts.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
It is.
And I read this article how you shouldn't even buy adults gifts because it just adds crap to your house.
It really does.
I know.
It's something I want.
Right. My father-in-law always gets me new towels, which is wonderful. But it's like, man, I got so many towels.
I don't need new towels.
I have wonderful towels when guests come stay because I have so many freaking towels. But that's the thing. I have spent so much money on the holidays already.
Right.
What do you... I know Aaron won't listen. Does Jim listen to the podcast?
No.
No? Okay. What are you getting your husband?
Oh, I have no idea.
No?
No, I haven't even looked.
Okay. So I already got Aaron's done.
He'll get mine the day before Christmas Eve. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
I already got Aaron's done and I can like just this gift alone is like, wow, we're parents, we're old. I got him a Ninja coffee bar system.
Ooh.
Okay, so this thing is the bomb. He loves coffee stuff.
Right.
Like it's his new thing. So I got him the Ninja coffee bar system and like it makes cold brew. So it's kind of a boomerang gift because freaking love cold brew.
And yeah, that's tight.
Have you seen these boomerang gifts?
Yeah.
It goes out to them, but it comes right
it
back
comes
to
right
you.
Back. You live with them. You share.
Maybe that cold brew, bitch.
That's awesome.
I know.
I'm into that.
And I got him a new wallet and some ski socks, but like I bought Quinn her first gift from me.
How many gifts are you buying her? I feel like you're going to go crazy.
Nah, probably not that much. I did get her
so
one
really
gift so
was
much.
About Quinn's age on Christmas last year. She was
okay.
She's only a year and a month older than Quinn.
Right.
This is June.
Yeah.
So I was so excited that I bought way too much stuff. And I didn't even buy that much. Like four or five gifts. My mom bought, you know, four gifts. Ask me how many she used.
How many?
None.
None?
One of them she just started playing with last week.
Really?
Yeah.
I just got her a gift that's good for her age right now.
I got her all gifts I thought were good for her age. And she just, I don't know, just one.
Really? Yeah, well. It's Christmas.
And
I don't even
she
care.
She doesn't understand, like they can't open anything.
Right.
She like looked confused.
Do I just give her the paper?
Yeah.
Okay, you tell me if I'm being a diva. So Aaron's parents are divorced.
Okay.
So we have more than one Christmas to go to in the east side of the state. Aaron's grandparents on his dad's side do Christmas Eve. Aaron's grandparents on his mom's side do Christmas Day. We'll be celebrating with my parents the weekend before, but they're in Grand Rapids now, so we'll probably see them on Christmas Day too. But I want to have Christmas with Quinn on Christmas Day in our home. Christmas morning, she wakes up at our house. Some of my family has been like, stop it. she's never going to remember this. This is ridiculous. So Christmas Eve, we're going to the east side of the state, doing his dad's side of the family, then coming home, doing Christmas Day with Quinn at our home, and then going back to the east side to do Christmas Day with his side on his mom's. And first off, this is the only year we're doing this. Everybody needs to make arrangements for people with families. We're the only people with kids, so it's kind of hard to ask everybody to change for us. But next year, we're coming once and that's it. This year, fine, we'll do both.
My sister felt like that too. She wanted Christmas at home with Sylvia. That was her thing. We want to wake up at home. But she didn't really feel like that until Sylvia was about two. And Sylvia could say Santa and understand.
Yeah.
When Greenlee was Quinn's age, she didn't know. And I'm not going to drive to Calum. I'm not going to wake up at my house, just me, Jim, and her. We don't have that many presents anyway.
Right.
When I like a big Christmas with people
Me too.
There,
yeah.
With people there. So to me,
Christmas it's morning?
More fun. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Every Christmas morning I've ever had in my entire life is at my mom's house.
Okay, but like, do your cousins come over or?
No, but my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, my husband.
I see what you mean. Okay.
Dogs, you know what I mean? Yeah. Christmas morning would be very odd to me with just me, Jim, and Greenlee. And the tree wouldn't be
as big.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, no. Oh. It's way more fun waking up with all them because I have presents for my dad and for my mom. All the trees just looks like hundreds of presents because there's so many of us. And it's just more fun to me.
Yeah.
I get to watch Sylvia open her presents that way.
Right. Okay, so.
But Greenlee also doesn't remember. When she's like Sylvia's age and she knows who Santa is and expects to wake up and see presents, you know what I mean, from Santa.
Yeah.
We'll do it at home and then we'll drive to Kalamazoo and see my mom.
Okay, gotcha. See, we do a big, giant Christmas thing before Christmas with my extended family. My grandparents come from North Carolina. I've got family in Indy. And then my brother comes from the east side of the state. And we all meet at my parents' house, usually on Christmas Day, in the evening on Christmas Day. But since it's a weekend before and it lands on a Monday, it's a pain in the ass. So
I can't believe you're driving both. I just got to say, I can't believe
it's crazy, right? Okay. Maybe I'm being a diva.
That's just a lot of time. You're wasting so much time on Christmas.
Time is the biggest. The travel's the most annoying part.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
But I think the thing that really frustrates me is that it's different when you have a baby. And if I don't set a precedent now, if Aaron and I don't, because Aaron's pissed about it too. His family kind of has a monopoly on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve.
Here's me if I'm you. Here's the precedent. I'm not coming on Christmas Day. Y'all make it work on Christmas Eve. I want to be home on Christmas Day. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
I know.
I wouldn't do both because I feel like you're not setting a precedent because you're just going back. You're giving them their
right. So we kind of are doing this to say, hey, look how much we're driving next year. We're not doing this.
Oh, I get you.
Because they've already said, and Aaron's grandma was really cool about it.
We're excited, but we're not doing it again.
Yeah, this is the only year. And part of the reason that we're doing it is because a lot of Aaron's aunts and uncles and cousins have not seen Quinn. They haven't even met her.
They haven't met her.
Right. And I kind of wish they would come to us, but it's freaking Christmas. And we're going to have to suck it up. But I know she's not going to remember it, but I'm going to remember it. It's her first Christmas. Right. And I don't know. I get really hype about the holidays and I'm kind of upset about it. I do. I mean,
that's apparent.
I don't know. It's just really hard because you have to ask people to move things for you.
Well, here's the thing. Christmas for me is waking up at my mom's house. It's going to be really hard for me when Greenlee's old enough for Santa and I have to do it at my house. Because Christmas,
oh my God, are you serious?
Is waking up at my mom's house. I've never done Christmas Day anywhere in my 32 years.
Oh my God.
Else on earth.
Jacqueline!
Where else would I do it?
At your home because you're married with your family.
Just me and Jim? He wants to be at my mom's house.
I'm sure he does.
What is Christmas about to you?
To me, it's about being with my family.
So
but
who's
now-
your family? Just Aaron? Because my family is my mom, my dad.
I don't disagree. But I have my own family now.
Yeah. But my mom and dad are part of that.
To be honest, I don't know why I'm even judging it because my parents will probably come over on Christmas Day.
Okay, what if everyone said to you, you have your own family now. We're not coming over on Thanksgiving. It's just you and Quinn and Aaron.
Oh, see, I'd be like, okay.
You'd like that?
I mean, I would.
Oh, I feel like
I would just go to wherever they were. It wouldn't be a problem to me because I don't have Thanksgiving.
That's what I'm saying. You'd go wherever they were.
Right. I'd want to be with them. But I think it's. Wait until Greenlee, though, is like, oh, my God, Santa's coming. She's going to love it.
Well, that'll be different, but she's not right now.
Yeah.
And I like that we all go to breakfast on Christmas morning. I like
you do?
My mom watches Greenlee so I can go for my run. It's just what we do.
Yeah. Everybody has their own traditions.
And Jim and I aren't like you. Our house always looks like... Sorry, beep that out.
What?
It does. Our house,
what are you talking about?
We're not clean. We're not crafty. We're not decorators. We just look like crap. It's not the same feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm just not good. I'm not domestic and neither is Jim. So the problem is when you wake up at my mom's house, her house is always immaculate. She owns a house cleaning business. Her house is immaculate. There's the tree. It looks like
my
your house.
Mother's house. It's the immaculate.
Christmas
too.
Tree is always like impressive.
Gorgeous.
It's
yes.
Super. She spends
my
hours
family's
doing
the same
it.
Way. They got this yeah. wild mantle so display. Like,
and breakfast is always on point. My mom always makes sure everything's done. It's just Christmas feeling. In my right. house, it's like this. Well, everything looks like crap. The dog is jumping on my lap and bugging the crap out of me. It feels more sad. And then instead of just fixing Check. It, I'm like, but my mom will do it oh for me.
I feel like we're getting real deep here.
And
okay.
I like to be at my mom's end. I don't know. It's just, I'm still a child that way. I like waking up at my mom and dad.
It's house. Okay to still, you. Everybody has their own traditions. There's it's nothing wrong with that. And if it's more fun to you, that's fine. Greenlee is going to love Santa, though, and I think it's
well,
going to
yeah,
change it for you.
Well, yeah, it'll be different then, but she right now can't even talk, and right now she hates Santa. She's terrified of him.
Oh, we got to talk about that, too. Yeah. Speaking of Santa, so
like Santa.
You took Greenlee to see Santa, and I got a question about Santa, too, that I want to ask here in a minute. When you took Greenlee to see Santa, what went down?
Okay, we actually brought my niece. We went to the mall. Okay, I got to back up a lot.
Okay.
Jim and I went to pick up Greenlee from my mom's house because she had watched her overnight. We got there and I texted my sister and said, what are you doing? Because my sister lives 1 mile from my mom.
Yes.
And I said, what are you doing? And she's like, well, we're doing this and this. And she couldn't possibly hang out with me. Danny.
Okay.
So I jumped through a couple of hoops. I'm like, I'll meet you at the mall if that's where you're at. I want to see Sylvia. I want
to
see you.
Oh, you wanted to hang out with your sister. Okay.
So we went to the mall to see him and we were walking around and I go, Santa's here. And Danny goes, shut up. And Sylvia goes, Santa's here. What? Santa's here.
Your sister was like, damn it,
are
Aunt
you
Jackie.
Stupid, Jackie? So she's like, well, I guess we better go see Santa then. So we walked down to see Santa and she goes, this is fine. We'll get, because shout out to Crossroads Mall. They are awesome. Portage, Michigan, Crossroads Mall, Santa. You don't have to pay for a picture. If you're beyond the fence, like, you know how they have the little fence around Santa?
Yeah.
You can use your phone and take pictures of Santa. They don't care. No charge.
That's amazing.
No charge.
How? I think other people charge quite a bit for that.
Malls in Grand Rapids, the minimum is the $20 photo.
If holy
you,
crap.
And you cannot use your own phone. You cannot take a photo of your own.
Damn, Santa. Yeah,
exactly. That's a money-making scheme. I'm sorry. Hi, some people can't afford to get a pay $20 for a picture of their kid with Santa, but their kid wants a picture with frickin' Santa.
Right.
I think that's sad. So I like that about Crossroads Mall. We didn't have to pay to go see Santa. We got on Santa's lap, and my sister stood beyond the barrier and took some great photos with her.
Awesome, phone. Yeah.
No big deal.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we get on, and Sylvia jumps on Santa's lap and is like, I want a Barbie, and I want this. And they said, can we get a picture with you, with your cousin, too? And she goes, yeah. So I walk Greenlee over.
Yeah.
And the closer I got to Santa, the tighter I felt her little fingers on my shoulder. It was like tenser, tenser, tenser. And I'm like, oh my, this is weird. We got right up in Santa and I go, this is Santa. And Greenlee was like,
just screaming.
Just no. She clutched my arms so hard. I tried to get her off of me to put her. I thought maybe once I sit her down and she yeah. sees Sylvia there, she'll be okay. She was like a monkey, like strapped to my body. So then Santa says, Mom, why don't you sit down and we'll all sit together? And I went to sit in the armchair and he goes, on my knee. And I went, huh? And he goes, on my knee. And he starts patting his knee.
Santa and made like, you sit yes. on his knee.
So I sit on his knee and I'm like, this feels really weird.
Oh my
so I'm
God.
I'm sitting on Santa's knee with Greenlee and she's screaming her head off.
You had a Me Too moment with Santa.
I really did. And so she's screaming her head off. My sister got some funny pictures. And then I said, well, Greenlee doesn't seem to like you. We're out. And then Sylvia's like, and I'll also have a hula hoop and I'll have
oh,
a...
Oh,
she's still listening out what she
was
wants.
Just going off.
Yeah.
So Greenlee lost her damn mind.
Lost her damn mind. Last year, okay. I got the cutest picture of her and Santa.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's precious.
She smiled her little head off. No big deal. Yeah. This year, she's like, no way, Mom.
So, okay. So basically, you sat on Santa's knee holding Greenlee while she was going
ape. While she screamed.
While Sylvia was listening, I want a hula hoop and a
yeah,
Barbie.
I want Barbies. I want the dream boat. I want the car. I want the airplane and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so I'm taking Quinn to see Santa for the first time. I don't know which Santa, because, you know, Santa has his own little helpers. I don't know which one oh, yes. I'm going to take Quinn to. But I read this thing online today. People are freaking tipping Santa Claus.
What?
Is that a thing?
I didn't tip Santa.
I never. What do you, slip Santa a 20? What happens if you have to sit on Santa's knee?
Make sure my kid gets what she wants.
Santa has Jackie Green's warm tush on his right leg.
Hey, nice list is in our future, Santa. Handing over a 10.
Right. Like, I can't even imagine tipping Santa Claus.
No, that's weird.
It is weird.
Quinn will be good for Santa. You'll probably get a cute picture because she's a baby and she lets anyone hold her right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's really happy.
That's how Greenlee was like last year this time. She's like, oh, all right.
Dude, Quinn's so freaking happy. It's crazy
to me. She's a happy little girl.
I know. She really is. But so Santa was like, sit on my knee.
Yeah. He kept saying, on my knee. On my knee. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm sitting on this dude's knee.
All right, creepy old dude. Hey,
weirdo.
Wonder why your cheeks are so rosy.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh my God. Speaking of weirdos and being creepy, did you see about Matt Lauer?
Okay, I saw the headlines and I just saw Matt Lauer was fired and I don't really know what happened and I was going to ask you.
I'm a huge Today Show fan. Like it's... Ooh. Ooh.
You really...
Really slipped out there. You know what? It's crazy how much I love the Today Show.
At least we can beat this.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I love it so much.
We're so good at hiding it normally.
I know. I love it. And I'm obsessed with the people on it. It's a weird thing that I have. And I get a text from Michelle McCormick from 97 LAV across the hall today while I'm doing my show. Oh my God, Rach, Matt Lauer's fired. Oh my God.
Boom.
I guess Savannah Gone 3 and Hoda Kotb, they started their show this morning talking about how Matt Lauer was fired overnight. There is a female that came across last night and called one of the higher ups in NBC. Yeah. I don't have every detail because they didn't release them all yet. And said that, well, she ultimately accused Matt Lauer of sexual misconduct. And here's my thing.
What he did?
They didn't say what he did.
I'm so curious.
The phone call was made last night. She apparently said all of these different things that he did. By the morning, Matt Lauer was fired. Now, keep in mind, Matt Lauer has done so much crap for NBC for years.
Right.
He like is the Today Show.
Right.
And they canned it. Like there were rumors that Matt Lauer was flown in by helicopter from his home in the Hamptons with his family for the show every day.
What?
Like he is ridiculous.
Is that true?
I guess so. 24.
What a waste of money.
Dude made like $24 million a year.
Ew.
Yes.
Ew. To what? Like that's sickening.
Exactly.
Like you need that much money.
I know.
No one needs that much money. Oh, that makes me hot.
If they gave us the job with like Kathy Lee and Hoda, you'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah. They gave me the job and they'd say, we'll give you $75,000 a year. I say, you give me what?
What?
So 75.
This happens. They have to announce in the air that Matt Lauer's nowhere there. Right. Savannah Gone 3 is basically saying like, this is a reckoning. This is something that's happening. People are not getting away with this crap anymore.
Thank
Matt
God.
Freaking Lauer. This guy had to, when I was talking about this with Ken this morning, he had to have either A, done something really bad.
It probably was pretty bad.
He must have been accused for something really, really bad. Or B, this happened really recently. Because people are sensitive about this now.
Mm-hmm.
There is no more. It's got to be both. He had to have done something. Because Matt Lauer is so big.
Right.
That for NBC to fire him immediately, mm-hmm. there had to have been proof.
Right.
And it must have happened and it been really bad.
I agree. It had to have been.
I just can't get my head around the fact that like there is a there's a cultural shift happening. And this is what I posted on my Facebook page. There is a shift happening. You and I did that whole episode about Me Too right. and things that have happened to us in the past. I've never had more people reach out.
No, me neither.
I've never had
still.
More and messages.
Does it make you, I feel like you're a stronger woman than me in this aspect.
That's
does
not
it make
true.
You uncomfortable sometimes? Like you're like, oh yeah. You're like almost like you forget people heard you tell the story.
Yes. Like, and honestly,
I get a little sweaty. Like some of the messages I got and it's like, I shouldn't be ashamed. Should be ashamed.
This is what's
but
happening.
I'm uncomfortable. Like one awesome listener. She reached out to two of the people I talked about and said, you know, I listen to this podcast. She didn't say your name, but I know it's you. And I think you owe her an apology.
And that listener, that listener is the reason that we did it.
Right.
But that's
what
I'm saying.
But I can't deny it. I felt inside, oh, I should apologize to those guys.
And
I
you
felt
were
like
the
I
victim.
Should apologize to them.
You were the
because
victim.
Because someone reached out and said, hey, you guys are crap. And I didn't, thank God, but I felt like, I don't know why I had that in my gut. I said to Jim when I read her message, I was white. And he goes, what's wrong? I go, oh, a listener figured out who I was talking about and they emailed him. And I'm like, really uncomfortable. And Jim goes, why?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Should I apologize? He goes, apologize?
Right. For what? For what
and
they did
goes,
to you?
They did it to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know. Yeah. But it's just ingrained in your, like, to feel like you did something
but
wrong.
But that's the thing, Jackie. Things are changing. I mean, what do we did that podcast over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
There has been so much stuff come out about celebrities, singers. People are losing their shows. This Kevin Spacey stuff. This isn't just women.
No, it's
this is men too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we cannot continue to treat each other this way, because then you get in your mindset that there's victim blaming. You were blaming yourself for somebody calling these guys out. They deserved every bit of it. I don't care how long ago it happened.
Right.
Now,
and I didn't say their names.
You did
and
not.
It was fine. And you know what? One of them went out of his way to apologize to me like 3-4 times.
Good.
And so it was cool.
Everything.
And it's all good. If anything, it showed him like, hey, yeah, it was not cool.
I just think that since we did that episode and since you're seeing things like Matt Lauer being fired today, there is a shift happening. People are going to start thinking before they grab their coworker's ass, before they hit on people and say inappropriate things. I can't even get my head around some of the things that have happened. Hollywood's got it bad. We've got it bad. Everybody deals with it.
Right.
I don't think there's been a woman I've talked to that hasn't dealt with it.
And here's the problem, too, is now that it's fine. Well, not even a problem. But now that it's out in the light like this and being talked about so much, people like Matt Lauer, people are just getting canned. There is no warning.
There's no
the
warning.
The thing is, if this had happened a year ago, the things that we talked about, I can promise you nothing would have happened.
No.
I can promise you there would have been a write-up and that would have been it. And then I would have been forced to see the person that did it every day and they would have known. And it would have been awkward.
You see our CEO sent out an email?
Yeah, what was that about?
There's a sexual harassment email. What do you mean? What was that about? It's because of the cultural shift.
She said in the email, it's been brought to my attention like there was an issue, right?
Oh, I'm sure there was. This company's huge. I bet there's more than one issue.
Like a national issue?
I love our new CEO of our company. She gets ahead of things. She will talk about things. I feel, and she even has an email that we can reach out to her at any point. I love that this company is ran by a female now. And when she sent an email last week, or was it earlier this week, saying, if you know of sexual harassment happening, let us know.
Yeah,
tell me about it. If we don't get in front of things like that, how are we preventing it? But I agree. Why wasn't that email sent a long time ago?
Right.
It should have been sent a long time ago.
Right.
And
I think back to other instances of people that don't work with us anymore, where I'm like, if I had told, what would have happened? Same with you.
There were things that were reported in this building that nothing was done about. Nothing was done about.
And then you're just forced to feel uncomfortable that you told.
Right.
When you shouldn't.
Right. Honestly, though, I think we're living in a different era. I think things are changing. I think that people are going to start thinking before they say things, before they make comments to each other, before they touch anyone.
Oh, I'd hope so.
And I can't stress this enough. This is not just about women. This is about men, too. This stuff with Kevin Spacey grabbing these boys on set. And I say boys because they were younger and they were like production assistants on House of Cards or whatever the hell it was at the time. There were movies and people were coming out. He did this. He did this. These people deserve to lose their jobs. You can't keep hiding under this industry cloak thinking you're going to be protected.
Right.
And I'm sorry. See you later, Matt Lauer. I loved you. I don't need more.
Yeah. See ya.
Right. I don't feel bad for these people. And like I think to myself, because you say, like, when you talked about it on the podcast and you were like, felt like, oh my God, I can't believe they found out about this. I also felt that way about a couple of my old bosses.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was talking to Aaron about it. And I do think that things are changing for a reason. And being a mom of a girl, and I'm sure you feel the same way. Thank God they are. This is so long overdue.
Right.
If we don't start standing up for ourselves, nobody else is going to. And if I have to sit here and harp every Wednesday about talking about it and saying this stuff is happening to me, do it. There's a reason these women are coming forward. There's a reason that they've kept their mouth shut for so long. And I think a lot of it is that I just think we stand up together better when there's more than one person. There's a reason that everybody's coming out with it now.
Oh, yeah.
People are getting a voice that they never had. Did you see the Nick Carter one?
Nope.
Somebody accused Nick Carter of raping her. She used to be in a girl group called Dream.
I remember that group.
Yeah.
Is it true?
I don't know. She had a whole op-ed that she did online about how Nick Carter raped her.
Wasn't there another thing about Usher raping someone?
Yeah. There's
he didn't, though? Or
there's so much stuff. I think actually
Usher.
People said that Usher had herpes, I think.
Right.
Usher had a case of the herp.
Oh, yeah, that was what it was. And he gave someone herpes.
Yes, he gave somebody herpes. Really didn't. Yeah,
that's
Lord.
That's some of the problems with the rape allegations.
Yes.
Because not every woman is kind-hearted and telling the truth.
No, not every. I will always say that, too. I know that there's like a lot of people saying this, saying that. There right now is a platform for your voice if these things have happened. Unfortunately, you have the asshats that are...
That it didn't happen and they want attention.
They want money.
Or money.
They want a payout. Mm-hmm. And there are so many people that are going to do that. That's the thing that sucks. Every time you get the good, there's always going to be the bad.
Always.
I right now, though, am on the fence of getting the facts and making a decision.
Right.
With the Matt Lauer thing, I hate to say this, but I'm very much so saying he did something because something happened to make NBC fire him on the spot.
Yeah, something happened. He did something. Why else would...
I'm dying to know. I'm sure it's going to come out soon. It's going to come out.
Right?
Yeah.
It'll get leaked.
It's going to come out soon. I think that it's a matter
side
of
note.
Time.
What? This is a complete side note.
What?
Did you see Jennifer Lawrence filled in on Jimmy Kimmel Live? Did you see
this?
She interviewed Kim Kardashian West, and it was amazing. So she's like very vocal about how she's like, I follow that show since it came out. I watch every episode. I know the Kardashians' life, and mm-hmm. I'm into Hollywood stuff.
Right.
So she was hysterical. She was on the desk. She was playing Jimmy Kimmel, basically, and she filled in, I think she did the whole show.
Oh, yeah, they have been doing the whole show because Jimmy Kimmel's son got heart surgery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she did a great job, by the way. Great job.
Oh, I'm sure.
So she interviews Kim Kardashian, and... It said the headline I saw said Jennifer Lawrence asked Kim Kardashian West things that no one has asked her before. And I thought, oh, I'm going to watch it. She had me in stitches asking her questions.
Really?
Like straight up. Like she would just look at her and go, okay, you got to tell me. Do you like Black China? Like, do you like her? And she would just ask her these questions direct. Right. And her face would be like, oh, you're going there. Oh, my God. It was funny.
I'm sure, dude. I bet she's hilarious on there.
She was a hoot.
Well, she's spoken out a lot about this sexual harassment stuff, too. Jennifer Lawrence has been so open about this. Me, too. And you know what? More power to that chick. She's getting more money than any other woman in Hollywood. She's raking it.
Oh, yeah. She's
awesome.
And
now she's, like, fighting for equal pay for these movies, too.
Good.
Those, you would not believe what men in Hollywood make compared to some of these women. Like, it's incredible.
No, I know. It's sickening.
Yeah.
Not even Hollywood, everywhere.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Like, do we need to talk about this building?
I know. Makes me want to throw up. That's a different episode for a different day. Yeah. Mm. Before we wrap up today, we have to play MFK.
MFK?
FMK. Sorry. Just a slight bout of dyslexia.
Just a slight.
So, I think we should do women.
Okay.
Because I think we did men last time. We're trying to be gender equal FMK.
Dude,
right. Okay. We're trying to play nice with this
gender
game.
Gender equality here.
Gender equality. Yes. So let's do. Are you a Friends fan?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do Monica, Rachel, and Phoebe.
Holy.
And next week.
Did you think about this?
No, I Googled
own?
It. I Googled it. Oh, then next week we'll do Ross, Chandler, and Joey.
Okay.
Okay. So for FMK, you go first.
Why do I always have to go first? You thought of it. You go first.
Okay, fine. Easy. Okay. Now, this is really hard.
You're not easy.
I know. Okay. So I'm going to marry Rachel because she is the most fun and I would spend the rest of my life with her. And honestly, I might go gay for Jennifer Aniston. So there's that right out there. Phoebe annoys me sometimes with her idiocracy. So I'm going to get rid of her. But I am going to bang Monica because I feel like Monica's going to know her business. You know, she's very efficient in everything she does on the show.
I think I am going to marry Rachel.
Yeah.
As well. I'm team that. And her last name's Green. So it's kind of like.
Right. Oh, that's right. Rachel Green, Jackie Green.
You change her last name. I'm going to hook up with Phoebs.
Okay.
Because I feel like she's crazy.
Yeah. She's going to do some weird
stuff.
You're
going to have some weird story.
Yeah.
I would have a whole podcast episode about it. And then I'm killing Monica just because I always liked her character, but I have no one else to kill, so.
Yeah, she can be a little annoying.
Yeah. But I like her. Oh, man, this is hard now.
Yeah.
But I do really, really like her. Mm. Maybe I want to kill Phoebe. Do I have to F either? Can I just kill both?
Okay, two people are dead with Jackie today.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I have to choose.
Good Lord. Well, thanks for hanging out with us this week.
Thank you.
If you have any advice for dealing with your family over the holidays or if you have any input, hit us up. GrayandGreenPodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Insta. We're everywhere. Gray and Green Show. Thanks so much for listening. Hit us up with them ratings on iTunes. Home.
Yeah, please. Get we love it. The iTunes.
I know. Have a great day today.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.